The sponsors of this episode say that it's best listened to at high volume. That's sound advice. Sound advice. Sound. Okay, yeah, that one looked better written down. Bong! All right, chums. I've managed to get out to Da Kung for this one. There's this nice little park quite close to the end of Trail 9. And, for anyone listening outside of Taichung, the Da Kung Trails, or Da Kung Trails, are these nice walking routes in the fashionable east of Taichung. So get your maps out and have a butch. And yeah, I've got a nice spot here. And it was pretty calm here until a few minutes ago when this nice little family's pitched up, and they're literally just over the way from me here. And as you do in the golden hour of a lovely Sunday, right? The mum and dad, they're taking turns just shooting their son. And it's actually fucking funny. So, and he's enjoying it, to be fair. He's trying to dodge the bullets and stuff. But, I'm not sure if the bullets are actually hitting him, actually. But good fun, isn't it? So, yeah, anyway, that explains the chatter and the gunfire, if you're concerned. But hopefully you're getting some of the sort of sunset-y bird sound as well, and the bugs, which is pretty cool. So I haven't recorded one of these in a while, and tell you what, I might even have a little stroll as we're walking. And then we've got a little picnic out now, and I think they're arguing over who gets the nice fruit. But as I say, been a nice weekend. And what did I do yesterday? Today's Sunday. Let's better do the date. Sunday, 22nd of March. And it's nice. Just nice sort of relaxed weekend. Not busy, not any big trips as such. But I actually spent yesterday, walking around the big shopping centres in, just off of Taichung's fashionable boulevard, the main hub of Taiwan. Well, of Taichung, not so much Taiwan, but just sort of drifting, looking at all the shite, and it's pretty nice around there. Like, it's one of those places where if you're just having a mosey, just sort of mooching about, browsing, looking at the books and stuff, electronics, it's nice. But if you have to go there, if there's something you need, if you're actually looking for something specific that you want to buy, then it's horrific. But fucking nice. Good day for food as well yesterday. We had this nice Japanese curry for lunch, and so we had that and then walked that off and then went up to the boulevard. And it is actually a boulevard. I'm not being a prick. So they call it the Taichung Da Dao. I'm not even gonna pretend I know Chinese, but I think that means the main road or something. But messed about for a bit there. And then we went to the National Theatre, which is this futuristic looking mad building. And for the architecture fans amongst you, it's I don't know the terms, but it's a sort of massive, funky, sort of glassy, plasticky, concrete-y building with loads of weird shapes and stuff. It sort of looks like the box you'd get for a pair of futuristic trainers, like a Lego piece that's broken, and then you've you've kind of heated it up and messed about with it and tried to mould it back to its old shape, like using other pieces of plastic and whatever. But yeah, sort of looks like that, if that's giving you a nice picture in your mind. It's like, tell you what it's like, it's like what someone in the 1950s thought that the world was going to look like in the year 2000. You know, it's cool. So yeah, we went there, had a little look around, and then we went to get steaks. And this, folks, kin, brethren, sistren, you know, all in between, this is what today's Tidbits Pod is about. And yeah, so we had the meal, lovely. And you guys know my feelings about meals. You know, it's nice to have someone else cook. We were very, you know, tried to be as not bothersome as we could. And then, I went to wash my hands, and up on the wall in the toilet, there was this poster. And normal placement for a toilet poster next to the sink and the mirror and stuff. But yeah, let me try and describe this poster. So, hold on, I've got a picture of it in my telephone here. And yeah, here we go. So the main idea of this poster, it's a wash your hands poster. You know, like in any other bathroom, there would be, I mean, the whole thing would just be a little sign. It would say, wash your hands, I hope you had a nice piss, you know, that kind of thing. But on this one, it's got that at the top. And then in the middle, there's this smug looking cartoon armadillo, right? And we know that his name is Andy because he's wearing a red neckerchief, like maybe a bandana scarf, right? And right, gotta stop saying right. But yeah, and it's got Andy Armadillo embroidered into it, registered trademark, and he's smiling. He's got a nice big smile, and he's got the Texas Roadhouse branded cowboy hat on. So we know he's a company man. And wait, are armadillos even from Texas? All right, let's look 1 second. Google armadillos. All right, armadillos are native to South and Central America, with the highest diversity of species located in South America. All right. The nine-banded armadillo, Dasypus novemcinctus. Sounds like the name of a porn robot or something. But yeah, the only species found in the US, originally migrated from South America through Central America, Mexico, blah-de-blah. But yes, the nine-banded armadillo is now found in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana. Yeah, okay, so that works. But so he's there, Andy's there, and he's got his shades on, and he's looking pleased as punch. He's having a lovely time. He's well turned out. He's got his hat on, like I said, and yeah, he's holding a relatively massive bar of soap. And again, we're in the bathroom. It's making sense. So, I mean, comparative to him, it's half the size of his torso. And then all around him, there's soap bubbles. So, yeah, and fair enough, wash your hands is the message. And he's doing a thorough job. But then there's this little weird bit in the top right there. And there's another smaller bit of text that says, if they've touched it, you've touched it. And I'm thinking, like, if who have touched it? Are they talking about the restaurant staff? Like, is this sort of a be careful, the staff are fucking rank sort of thing, like a warning? And touched what as well? It's in the bathroom, so it's got to be talking about shit, has it? Like, if, you know, and I was in the men's, so maybe it's talking about like penis admin or whatever. But then, you know, if they've touched it, you've touched it. touched what? You know, like, it's not saying if you've touched it, which we can imply is piss or shit. It's not saying if you've touched it, wash your hands. It says if they've touched it, you've touched it. And there's no mention of who and no mention of what they've touched. So all we can think into that is that there's some sort of unhygienic otherness, you know, like a non-specific presence that's touched something that you don't want to touch. So this sign is there like, oh, by the way, mate, you know that everyone else in the world is playing with their shit or whatever, maybe even our staff. So just so you know, there's a good chance that just by you existing alongside them, eating here in our lovely restaurant, you know, using the facilities and such, you've now got shit all over your hands. So you better wash your hands. That's what I'm thinking when I look at this poster, right? And now, when I look back at the poster, like with all this in mind, the armadillo, old Andy there, he starts to look threatening. He's got the big smile, you know, like, look at the size of this bar of soap. You know, if I need this much soap, then imagine what the fuck the staff have been up to, or at least imagine what I've been up to. Like, unimaginable. What's the James A. Custer thing he says? And you'll get your burritos back and they'll be interfered with beyond belief, or something like this. Are they messing with your food, sort of thing? So, tell you what, let's get this explained and let's consult the experts. So I'm going to put it into ChatGPT, and maybe I should stop name checking it. Google can be internet searches, and then this, let's call it the online consultant or whatever, the chatbot. And yeah, let's keep it vague as well, see what it says. So what I'm doing now, hold on, hopefully it doesn't stop the recording. No, we're good. So I've posted the picture into the chatbot, and let's ask it, what does, if they've touched it, you've touched it, me. Okay, and it's thinking, so, okay, this is the online consultant's opinion. So in this sign, the phrase, if they've touched it, you've touched it, is a hygiene reminder, especially about hand washing. What it means here, it's saying anything someone else touched, like door handles, faucets, soap dispensers, can pass along germs. So when you touch those same things, you're basically picking up what they left behind. Yeah, okay, so we're right there. And then it continues. So why it's on this poster? This is a bathroom sign, and it's telling you, wash your hands properly. Because even if you didn't touch something dirty directly, then someone else might have. And now it's on shared surfaces. So who's the someone else? You know, is this... It doesn't say if this is a warning about staff hygiene, but... Oh, this is good, yeah. It's got a little emoji of a brain, and it says, a simple way to think about it. Person A touches something, arrow, and leaves germs, germ emoji. You touch the same thing, arrow. Now those germs are on your hands. So they touched it is equivalent to you touched it. And... I mean, all right, I'm with it here, but because of where it is and because of Andy Armadillo, the company man, you know, instead of me thinking that this is the general public and general hygiene, it's got me thinking about the staff is what I don't think this is going to get. So, like, I'm looking at this and my, you know, the thoughts are coming my way like, you know, when you see this, you might as well just read, like, you've got no idea what the staff are up to in here, mate. God, you know, right, good luck. And, yeah, if they've touched it, then you've touched it. And okay, it continues here. So, smiley face emoji. Tone of the sign. It's meant to be bullet points. Catch, number one, catchy and memorable. Number two, slightly humorous cartoon with the cartoon armadillo. And number three, but still a reminder about cleanliness. So, well, maybe we can take away, you know, if you're a restaurant, then it's not a good idea to be slightly humorous about food hygiene, no matter how charming your, you know, your brand animal is or whatever. Like, imagine like Coco Pops, you know, Coco the monkey, and it says, you know, there isn't crap in the box. I wasn't thinking about it, but now I am, Coco. You know what I mean? Like the Nesquik bunny that looks like rabbit shit. Just pointing it out. But yeah, if they've touched it, you've touched it. The staff have touched it. Be careful. But this at the bottom. If you want, I can break down how germs actually spread in places like restaurants. In brackets, it's kind of eye-opening. No thanks, mate. So, anyway, yeah, nice steaks in there. Nice puddings as well. Can't complain. We had a really nice time. And I'm not unwell today, so I guess we'll see if it's a slow burn or, again, if I've just looked into that poster too much. But, yeah, I've completely lost my thread here. But tell you what, I think for this one, that'll do. And I'll put that picture on the Instagram. And yeah, subscribe to that if you haven't already. It's at TidbitsPod. Like, type that in and then take off the D at the end, so it looks like TidbitsPo. And yeah, I'm gonna try and get back out into the little bit of you know, up a proper trail. Get some real sunsetty pictures maybe. Because yeah, it's starting to get dark now. And thank you all for listening. And I had other points here, so I think I'll record again very soon, maybe even today or in the next few days. But yeah, all the best, guys. And remember, very important, after your next piss, wherever you are, if they've touched it, you've touched it. And make of that what you will. You know, if I've touched you, then they've touched you, and then, oh God, this is rough. But yeah, see you later.